96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We all love the music we grew up with, our favorite radio stations, the concerts, the stars. But there's another side of the business few of us ever see, let alone hear about. Well, tonight, during Black Music Month, we're going to talk to a veteran radio jock with a story to tell. Paul Porter, better known as the Capitan Paul Porter, has written a book about the industry. It's titled Blackout, My 40 Years in the Music Business. And he's on the line with us right now. If you want to get in on this conversation, I'm sure you've got a lot that you want to know about the music industry, about how it has transformed itself over the past several decades. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Paul, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Man, thank you, Harold, man. It's good to be back home, man. Those call letters mean a lot to me.
Absolutely. Listen to those pipes. You thought my voice was nice. How about that? Well, how are you doing, Paul?
Good, man. Working hard trying to make this book happen and living life down in Florida and loving it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, hot down there, hot up here, and hopefully the book is hot. You've got a lot of stuff in this book. Why did you write it?
Well, I had a book deal about 8 years ago on HarperCollins, wrote a great book, and they got nervous like people in the industry do about, you know, the content of the book. So I decided to do it on my own, and here we are. And the title Blackout means, for me, a temporary loss of consciousness. And since it is Black Music Month, I wanted to release it this month because I think we've lost a lot in the music. You know, you were playing Rick James and talking about music we grew up on. And unfortunately, the culture has changed and the balance has changed in the music. And, you know, the book explains a lot of the reasons why we've got to this point where we went from lyricist to the lyrically challenged in hip-hop.
Why do you say the culture has changed? What about it has changed?
Well, I mean, it's simple. You know, years ago, working in D.C., a top record in the top 5 or 10 would get played every 4 or 5 hours. Now a top record at, you know, some of your competitors gets played every 60 or 70 minutes. So it's less music, more fatigue, more repetition, and fewer stories and content. There's no balance in the music. And that's bad because music taught me a lot. You know, growing up in a broken home or a single-parent household, there were a lot of records that, you know, I used to play that I learned things. And now if, you know, the same 12 or 14-year-old has records to hear, then listen to Little Yachty or Dram talking about smoking broccoli.
Well, you know, broccoli is supposed to be good for you, but I suspect that's not what you're talking about. Hey, you know, you talk about payola in the book, and for the uninitiated, explain what that is and why it's illegal.
Well, really, it's not illegal if you...
Or unethical, I should say. I should say unethical.
Yeah, it's unethical to do it. It's just a system of pay for play that's been around forever where, you know, there's a marriage between the record companies and radio and now Spotify and streaming where, you know, folks get paid money to play certain records. And a long time ago, there were always bonuses and trips and money, but people in radio are a lot more selective. Now it's just the opposite. Whatever the companies want, you see the same record happening all over the country at the same time. And it's not because there's not different regions. You know, like Detroit started Motown. There was one type of rap out of the West Coast and East Coast. That doesn't happen anymore. Now it all happens at one time. And, you know, in Blackout, my book, I talk about it and give you examples. Like, I worked at BET. Matter of fact, when I was working at HUR, I got a job at BET, and then I started programming years later. And, you know, the first weekend I'm at Hotel George over downtown, man, I get an envelope with $20,000 in it, like, welcome to programming.
Mm, wow. Yeah, Hotel George right off of New Jersey Avenue.
Yeah. I lived in that sucker for 9 months.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to veteran radio jock Paul Porter. You may have remembered him as the Capitan Paul Porter. He worked here at WHUR and several other places. Well-known, great pipes in the business. He has a new book. It's called Blackout, My 40 Years in the Music Business. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. By virtue of the title of the book, Paul, 40 Years in the Music Business, radio or music, the music business, broadly speaking, has had to have been good to you in one way, shape, or form, or she wouldn't have been in it as long.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's, look, this story is a true story, but, you know, we always talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z and, you know, the celebrity, but mm-hmm. anybody in broadcasting knows that there's ups and downs. And I honestly admit my faults, my strengths and weaknesses, and that's why, you know, it's a nonfiction book, but it reads like a movie due to the fact that there's ups and downs. And I wanted to show my weakness and strength at the same time, so everybody knows that it's not a bunch of roses in the industry. And it's tough finding a good job these days.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned in the book that radio introduced you to women. It introduced you to drugs. Talk to me about that.
Well, I mean, it was funny coming to D.C. in 1982, man. I was a guy who played college basketball and was in Boston, and Donnie Simpson brought me to D.C., and as soon as I got to D.C., you know, things changed. All the things that I never did before, all of a sudden, you know, the record reps were offering this and women and drugs and, you know, and I fell for it, and I admit my weakness.
Mm-hmm. With that said, how far down did you go before you realized that you needed to turn some things around?
I mean, it took a while, man. Matter of fact, Joe Gorham will remember there was a Diana Ross muscles party.
I Want Muscles. Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah, and it was at the Vista Hotel, man. And I remember coming out of there with my buddy at 7:30 in the morning. And I looked at him and I said, what just happened? And I started to realize then that this wasn't my life that I really wanted. But I had a ball that night. But I, you know, over time, I started, you know, learning how to deal with the industry a lot better. And dealing with some of the stress and pressure. You know, I had one great job, you know, a television show, then you get fired and you have nothing, then you start up again. So there's a lot of ups and downs. You know, broadcasting and the entertainment industry is not, you know, the stable industry that everybody wants. And And that's why the book gives you a different look at it.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to Paul Porter, author of the new book, Blackout, My 40 Years in the Music Business. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'll take calls, of course, even after 7:30. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly calling from Clinton. Hey, Kelly, what's on your mind?
How you doing? This is Kelly from Clinton. My question is this. I'm a part of the 70s, born and raised in the 70s. Love hip-hop when the advent of hip-hop when it first came on the scene. And I guess my question is this. As it relates to payola, is payola still as prevalent as it is that it was back in the 70s, number one? I saw a YouTube clip another day, and I'm going to just get to this part. There was a certain DJ that was on Hot 97, and someone asked him about payola, and he said, "Look, man,
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's
right.
Hilarious."
He said, "Look, man, I still got bills." He said, "Man, I still live check to check, so on and so forth." So number one is payola still something that still exists now, then today? And number two, and I guess this is the issue with the advent of Facebook and Instagram and all that, and this whole thing about Illuminati and rituals and so on and so forth. Number one, does payola still exist? And number two, when our artists, and I say our meaning African-American artists, make it in the industry, it seems like a lot of us, and I say black folks, still say, well, the only reason why he made it because he made a deal with Illuminati and there's certain rituals and so on and so forth.
Well, let me stop you there, Kelly, because you're getting way down into the weeds. Let me see if Paul can at least address part of what you're saying. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well, payola, Kelly, is still alive and well. It's as capitalistic as America is. And think about it. Why do the same stations play the same music all across the country 24/7? Does that mean the ears are all the same? No, but the pockets are all the same. A couple of years ago, the FCC, fined some of the major broadcasters a consent decree where they admitted taking payments and pay for play. It's not going away. It's part of the system. And if this happens on a smaller level now because, you know, stations are controlled by one person controls 25 stations instead of having separate PDs. It's never getting out of this game. The FCC can't enforce it, and nobody wants to deal with the issue. That's why, you know, this book is shocking some folks in the industry, but they all know it's true.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to D. D calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, D. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say I'm glad to hear the Capitan on the radio once again because he educated me a lot about, I didn't even know how deep Donald Byrd was until I heard the theme song from Night Flight years ago, so I'm quite hyped about that. But what I wanted to ask was about the book. Is it on Amazon? Can I download it on my Kindle? Because I would like to, you know, kind of read it, you know, tomorrow at work, so...
Well, yes, of course you can, but I prefer folks going to blackoutthebook.com.
Okay.
That's my site. I sign every book that I send from there, but of course Amazon and Kindle, and it's on all the other ebook sites. But, I learned Amazon's like a bad record deal for authors. They pay you every 4 months and only give you 15% of the royalty. But, you know, I totally understand. Get the e-book. But if you get a paperback, get it at blackoutthebook.com, and I'll sign it and ship it out to you. All right?
Okay, I'll do that then because I want the signature.
Okay.
I want
all right,
the cash.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Dee, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to Paul Porter, a longtime a radio jock, not only in this area, but in several spots around the country. He's written a new book, one could argue an expose about radio. It is called Blackout, My 40 Years in the Music Business. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Real quick, before I go to a break, And I want you to finish this on the other side, too. In your opinion, because I know it's going to be a rather lengthy answer, what has happened to black radio?
I mean, consolidation, man. That's the blessing of having WHUR. You guys are separate, alone. You don't have to do everything that the other 1,200 stations of iHeart does and be a part of. Consolidation killed us. And syndication killed black radio, too. So it limited some of the voices and some of the messages in local markets. But, you know, WHUR has always done a wonderful job of staying in touch with the community. Mm-hmm. Even though Jim Watkins doesn't like me, he runs a great ship.
Now, you talked about my man, the one who hired me, too. So, look,
I know,
Paul.
Man, I love Jim.
Hey, look, stay with me. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Dennis calling from D.C. Gary also calling from D.C. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The Quiet Storm is up in just a minute with Jeff Brown on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us.
To get ready, just a few. More. Gonna get
the Howard University Radio Network is